Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
We had a shock recently in a suburb nearby. It has a wonderful village kind of atmosphere. Lots of great shops lining the main street on both sides. One of the shops is a cozy little chicken shop selling to die for chicken. The flavour, amazing. Specialty flavoured chicken. It's only a small shop and the customers overflow out onto the street, lining up for a taste of the action. There's another much larger chicken shop at the other end of the street, which always does reasonably well, selling exactly the same specialty flavoured chicken. But the cozy little chicken shop is overflowing with patrons, always, whenever you go there. Anyway, one day they started massive renovations while remaining open. They increased the size of the shop 3 times and modernised it all. Maybe they were trying to take the opposition on. Not sure, don't need to know, really. They were going great guns, probably even better. But the strangest thing happened. When they finished, the amount of customers significantly dropped off. The space inside the shop seemed soulless, sterile, cold, large and empty, no longer cozy. Have to admit, dining there wasn't much fun now. 6 months later, to our complete amazement, it was all closed up with a sign on the window. This shutout has been ordered by the landlord under police assistance. Wow, what happened? Did it kill off their customer base that much? Did they spend so much on the renovation that they just couldn't pay the rent? What was going on? In virtually an instant, after years of what appeared to be a hugely successful operation, it was closed down. All over Red Rover. Well, now there are new tenants moving in soon and a different kind of cafe altogether. It made us wonder. I wonder if they sat down and really counted the cost of all the decisions they made. Of modernising it, of enlarging it to the size they did, of removing the cosy feel it had. Maybe there was a completely different reason. A good reminder for us to, well, count the cost of business decisions we make. Something Jesus said about counting the cost, weighing up things before we act, was recorded for us in antiquity. It can also be applied to this business scenario. In Luke 19, it says, "What king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counsellors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against them. And if he can't, he will send a delegation to discuss terms of peace while the enemy is still far away." I'm Aaron Wright.